I wonder if we could just tie the sequence of events together. We know that in restoration, the Lord's intention is always that the person would be fruitful in service. But how often we see that restoration stops before fruitful service is once again seen in the life of the believer. It's wonderful to see that the Lord gives us a pattern in this scene here, in that he demonstrates his love by meeting the needs of his disciples. And we see in the incident of where he provides the fishes that they bring ashore. We talked about this earlier, that the Lord wants us to participate in the activity. But we must remember that whenever we participate, where the fish came from in the first place. He provided the fish. And so then we have beset before us this beautiful picture of where he meets their needs by providing the meal. And then he speaks to Peter. He restores him, but then also puts him into fruitful service by publicly letting all hear that he should shepherd and feed the sheep and the lambs. And how wonderful to see that this pattern was just demonstrated by the Lord himself. He gave the fish so that they might participate in the meal. He gave the meal to demonstrate his love for them. And now he says to Peter, I've given you this example. Use it to serve me, feed my sheep, feed my lambs. And so I've been meditating on this and wondering, well, why is the sequence of events, the catching of the fish, the dining, and then the public confession of Peter, I believe they all give us a pattern for the love that the Lord demonstrated, but then also in the sequence of events, the Lord is saying, you can now feed my sheep. I've shown you how to do this. And it was done publicly in the hearing of others. So they acknowledged that the Lord had given Peter that responsibility, not just restored him, but now wanted him to be a fruitful vessel. So may the Lord love motivate us as we participate to realize it's nothing of self. That the Lord wants us to meet the needs of his people. And in doing so, we can demonstrate the love that we appreciate in our life.